My name is Elizabeth Gadwech. I'm a mother in Bentiu. As a mother in South Sudan, independence means a lot to me because before independence, we did not have an identity. And after independence, we got an identity where we have been identified as South Sudanese and we are no longer called refugees. And my children also, as they move among the people, they live in other countries, they are identified as South Sudanese. They are not identified as refugees. That is the most important thing about the independence, because it gave us identity.
Elizabeth, as you explained why Independence Day for South Sudanese is very important, please can you tell us more about your life history before independence?
As a mother, before independence, I was living in a refugee camp where I was called as a refugee, where I did not have a freedom of movement, where I did not have a freedom of speech, and my children did not have a chance of getting a good education, because when you live in someone's country, it's like you're living in someone's house. You will not have access to everything. But when you have your right, and that is your identity in your country, and when now you have the independence, you'll have the right to speech, you'll have a right to movement, and you'll be secure where you are. And the children will have access to good healthcare, they'll have access to good education, and they will know that they have a country in whereby they will be proud of their country, and they'll be proud of who they are. But if there is no independence, you will never be proud of who you are, because you don't even know who you are, and people will not even identify you as somebody.
So what are your hopes and dreams for South Sudan as a citizen of South Sudan?
As a citizen in South Sudan and as a mother, I have a dream, a hope, and a vision for South Sudan whereby we will have a peaceful nation, whereby the community will have peaceful coexistence among themselves, in which they'll forget about what has happened in the past and they will dwell in the present. And in a community, in a country where there will be love, there will be unity, there will be forgiveness. That is what we want for our children, because we don't want the hatred to continue. We don't want the unforgiveness to continue. We want to have peace. We want to have a country where you are secure. When you sleep at night, you don't worry what will happen in the night. When you don't even think what will happen in the morning, because the hope and the future that we have, all the South Sudanese, the youth, the mothers, the fathers, we should have a vision.